Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
And it is Wrestling Observer Live. And we are live 7 days a week. Even this week. Brian Alvarez, working a rare Friday. How about that? Don't forget, we're also on Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley, the effing king of recovery.
Thicker than a Snickers, faster than a cat with whiskers.
The effing king of recovery, back. Because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck, beard, and mouth-breathing trolls.
Is June almost over? That's ridiculous. You know, June is my birthday month, as you probably realized if you saw the 3 tweets I got from people wishing me a happy birthday. I'm 55, which means I got a ton of birthday wishes on Facebook. June goes so fast. It's ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, the amount of wrestling to talk about, how can I screw around and construct poorly thought out comedy or what passes for comedy when there's all this damn wrestling getting in my way? After all, wrestling is bad. No one cares about wrestling. I'm told by famous strip club ticket taker, disco inferno, whatever. SmackDown last night, MSG, Paul Heyman went through a table. We'll talk about all the happenings. Stardom had a show last night. Chris Jericho and Mystico, Forbidden Door is tomorrow. We have got so much stuff to get through. All kinds of wrestling. And guess what? The WCW and surprise, nobody's responsible. Plus, we will gig the news. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Storm is up, and then you wish you could be taller moments that once have. Retract the footsteps that brought us to this favor.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, the number one show. If your name is Bruce from Connecticut, which by the way reminds me, happy birthday this past week to Conrad. By the way, this message brought to you by Woodgum. Put some lumber in your zipper. Use code word LIMP for 10% off wood gums. All right, kids, let's. Let's kick the news. I am in a mood today. Oh, my God. The Wrestling Observer, the latest issue, reporting that AEW spends $104 million on talent. No word, though, if that $104 million includes what Tony Khan pays to people at The Observer. I mean, because I know I'm paid much more than that, but I don't think I'm included in the $104 million because no one's going to call me talent. Last night, NBA Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton and New York Knicks star Jalen Brunson got involved in the men's Money in the Bank qualifier match on SmackDown, which makes sense when you think about it. They both have NXT names. You know, people next week, they're going to be so pissed when Sean Spears pins both of them. Didn't like that joke. Izzy Dame, Charlie Dempsey, and Miles Bourne all made surprise appearances at the first night of TNA's television tapings in Philadelphia at the 2300 Arena. Dame lost to Knockouts champion Jordan Grace, while Dempsey and Bourne of the No Quarter Catch crew look to have started a program with the Rascals. Now, I'm told these people are in NXT. Barely. Now, I haven't seen them on NXT. Not because I don't watch NXT, but because I blink. Now, it could have been worse. TNA could have gotten Ava Raine. TNA will be back at Philly's 2300 Arena tonight, Saturday, for the final night of this weekend's tapings. Chris Jericho surprised the wrestling world by appearing at Arena Mexico and attacking Mystico. A man wearing a Mystico mask entered the ring, attacked Mystico using Jericho's signature moves, then he unmasked. He then issued a challenge to Mystico for Arena Mexico event next Friday night, July 5th. Mystico accepted the challenge, and the match is on. Of course, both Jericho and Mystico are set for trios action tomorrow at the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, though in separate matches. Now, some fans may be curious to hear that fans in Mexico are actually excited to see Chris Jericho back in Mexico. He was Corazon de Leon there back in the 90s. And believe it or not, I hear Chris Jericho's wife is also happy because she thinks her husband is taking a job away from a Mexican. Paul Heyman wheeled out of MSG on a stretcher Friday night on SmackDown after the Bloodline powerbombed him through the announcer's table. And this is true on Twitter. Brazzers. You know what Brazzers is. I don't, but you know. Brazzers sent Heyman a get well message. You know, I almost died 6 times. Did Cinemax ever send me a message? Not one. And not even one girl gone wild wished me well. Not Sylvia Crystal. Not anyone. Not her either. All right, there you go. We have sufficiently gigged the news. All right, enough of that infernal silliness. SmackDown, packed house in Madison Square Garden. Now, I saw some fans on ex-Twitter saying how cool it is. And look, it absolutely is. However, those people may be surprised to hear that WWE, WWF, WWWF has been selling out Madison Square Garden for literally decades. Even the old Madison Square Garden. Now, it's an impressive accomplishment. Don't get me wrong. I take nothing away from it. But these fans make it sound like it never happened until now. Now, the Bloodline opened the show by showing up in a black SUV. Backstage, Paul Heyman asked Solo, "Where's Jacob Fatu?" Solo kind of gives him a little slap on the chest and the face, kind of like, "Don't you worry about it." The Bloodline walks toward the ring. Suddenly, another black SUV comes screeching up backstage. Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, and Cody Rhodes jump out. And they attack the Bloodline at ringside. Kevin put Tongaloa on the table, did a huge dive off the barricade. It's great. Security showed up. We got stunners and crossroads for everybody. And Cody called Solo a seat filler. Now, you know, a lot of people have talked about the production values since Kevin Dunn left. And they're absolutely right. And this was a great example. You know, back in the 80s, world-class wrestling, you know, kind of broke that kayfabe by putting a cameraman inside the ring. And they got these really close-up shots. And as I'm watching Owens and Cody and Orton attack the Bloodline, they had these really tight shots on top of the action. And I couldn't help but thinking, in the Kevin Dunn era, we always got these really wide angles, far away on action, like this. And it was like, it was great. That's really all I have to say. And I'm like, why did this take so long? Great, great stuff. If AEW is going to copy something, that's an easy thing to copy. Just to be right on top of the action like that. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And like I said, it totally reminded me of world-class wrestling. That's really how world-class made its name and its reputation. So that was just brilliant. Anyway, a lot of people speculating that by the looks Randy Orton gave Cody, that perhaps he may turn on them at Money in the Bank. I don't know if it makes perfect sense, but we shall see. We also had a bunch of Money in the Bank qualifying matches. Well, we had three. And all three had interference. And it's fascinating. There were absolutely zero, I would say, exceptional matches on this show. And I don't think the crowd cared, because there were things that were happening. Tiffany Stratton versus Jade Cargill versus Candace. Three-way Money in the Bank qualifier. Tiffany's heading to Money in the Bank. Nia Jax came to ringside. So did Bianca. And the story is that Indy came out, posted Jade. Tiffany at the best moonsault ever to pin Candace. And quite honestly, Bianca needs to stop wearing heels when she has to run, because she chased Indy to the back, but she has to take these tiny little careful steps. And of course, Bianca's an incredible athlete. Seriously, wear flats when you've got to do physicality, because it would just look better. Anyway, we'll talk about the NBA players. We'll talk about Paul Heyman and much more. Stand by. It's Jim Bell, Wrestling Observer.
I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Dip Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, and I am going to move to the country. Eat me a lot of peaches. In the chat, as we're talking about SmackDown, Dragon John, my YouTube channel at Jim Valley, says Fox was brutal with the censoring, Jim. Were they doing that? I thought my hearing was going out. Yeah, that was pretty bad. And I think that's going to be a benefit when WWE goes to Netflix, where you won't have to do that. It's going to be interesting to see exactly also how adult WWE is going to get with its programming. We'll talk about that at a later date. Another triple threat, Money in the Bank qualifier, Santos, Logan Paul, LA Knight. I mean, every qualifying match had outside interference, but the crowd did not care. This time, NBA Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton got involved, as we mentioned. And he got Paul's brass knucks, and he did something. I don't know if they told him to do this or not, but he took the brass knucks, and he, boom, boom, hit him on the metal steps, which was a really nice touch, I thought. He was going to interfere. Until New York Knicks star Jalen Brunson came out of the crowd and confronted Halliburton from a distance. I mean, they never got close to each other, which I doubt they could. They probably have no physicality contract, clauses in their contract. But this was still a lot of fun. And this allowed LA Knight to roll up Paul for the pin. Afterwards, they all faced off in the ring. But again, they kept the space between the two NBA players. Blair Davenport, Naomi, and Indy Hartwell, women's Money in the Bank qualifier. And guess what? Outside interference. What are you, psychic? Jade came out, beat up Indy as revenge, allowing Naomi to get the pin. They also did a beautiful remembrance for Sika, which they should. One of the best ones, I think, they've ever done. And before they began the bloodline ceremony, the bloodline introduced Samoan werewolf Jacob Fatu. I mean, he got his nickname and his real name. I mean, wow. That AJ Styles, maybe the last one. What a lucky guy. That means when he leaves WWE, if ever, whatever that happens, he's going to be able to be Jacob Fatu, the Samoan werewolf, wherever he goes afterwards. He's a lucky guy. Good for him. So Solo made everyone acknowledge him individually. And when it finally came to Heyman, he was practically in tears. Tremendous acting. Heyman finally said he did not acknowledge Solo. Solo gave Heyman the Samoan spike. Then Jacob and the Tongans gave Heyman the triple power bomb through the table. Heyman looked like Humpty Dumpty. If you just tuned in, you'd be going, why are those guys attacking Alfred Hitchcock? So, next week on SmackDown, A-Town Down defends the tag team titles against DIY. Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill face Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. And Pretty Deadly, who returned in a backstage segment this week, will face Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins of the Street Profits in another tag team bout. And Damian Priest tweeted he wouldn't be main eventing the Garden due to travel issues, but he apologized to the fans. Now, off camera, Cody Rhodes came out, and they played a clip, and Cody talked about Dusty getting the title, but not winning the WWWF title. They didn't call it that, but that's what it was in 1977 in a match versus superstar Billy Graham. And they handed Cody the very belt, and he posed with it. So that was very, very cool. On Rampage, we've already talked about the spoilers. It was taped the other night. So on other shows, they've already talked about this. But I do want to mention El Fantasma, ELP, will be the final participant in the TNT title ladder match at AEW Forbidden Door. ELP defeated Augmented Reality Fox, AR Fox, in a qualifying bout on Rampage, also on my Nintendo 3DS, to earn the sixth and final spot in the match to crown the new TNT champion, Sunday's Forbidden Door pay-per-view. And guess what? The crowd chanted Logan Paul at ELP. And granted, El Fantasmo does look like Logan Paul. You know, when I said Mariah May should make an effort not to look like Tiffany Stratton and wear pink, people mocked me. People mocked me. But here it is. Fans chanting another star's name at ELP. Now, there was some idiot online told me how stupid I was. Tried to tell me it didn't matter because, and this was his reasoning, this is what he said. Mariah was the senior, more established, more experienced wrestler. So Mariah May, nothing to worry about because she'd been around longer than Tiffany Stratton. Well, ELP has been wrestling for about 20 years. And here we are, people chanting the name of someone who's been around wrestling for like two. And just like I said, because he has the bigger platform, just like Tiffany Stratton. Yes, I'm a petty, petty man. But by God, I was right. And this is another example of it. You freaking idiots. Oh my God. Look, when I'm wrong, I will say I'm wrong. But by God, when I'm right, shut up. Because I'm right. Stardom. Pay-per-view. Overnight. I don't think it's been posted yet, so I don't want to spoil it for everybody. But this week, they announced Stardom is now a wholly subsidiary underneath New Japan Pro Wrestling. And at the event, President Tanahashi said that the men and women of New Japan and Stardom will be presented in Japan as they have in the past. However, he seemed to imply that they will still continue to be together in other events. Now, we did mention they will do promotional things and maybe work backstage together. So, it's going to be interesting to see Stardom and New Japan going forward in Japan. But I don't have a problem with it because Japan is a different culture and women's wrestling is presented as the same level as men's wrestling. They are separate, but they literally are equal. Where here in this country, oftentimes, the term separate but equal is unequal. But I literally mean it this time. It's literal, separate, and literally equal. So it's not a big deal. Speaking of big deals, a couple of things we need to talk about. Liv and Dom. Liv and Dom showing what appear to be nude pictures. That's cool, according to Carlito. Is it cool? A lot of people have made the connection between Liv and Dom, between Vince McMahon and Janelle Grant. I'll give you my thoughts on that. Also, did you know that getting too much for your money is a bad thing? It's so funny. We have now lived in a world where they take positives, flip the script, and now that's a bad thing. Apparently, there are now too many matches in AEW. We'll talk about that. And the death of WCW. Wouldn't you know it? It took 3 shows, all of these hours, countless interviews, even Dwayne The Rock Johnson, to discover, lo and behold, nobody killed WCW. And wouldn't you know it? My God, that Eric Bischoff, what a great guy. What a great guy who did so much for so many with so much. Where's my hand? Excuse me 1 second. Sorry, I had to get a Kleenex because it's so beautiful. I just, what a bunch of crap. It's like playing Clue. You open up the envelope at the end, and it was like, guess what? Colonel Mustard did nothing. Why? Seriously, those guys, God bless you. They have killed their reputation. Dark Side of Wrestling, guys, you've killed your reputation. I'm serious. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are 2 good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Check that. Wrestling Observer Live. A couple of weeks ago, you may recall I talked to Mark Flippman, the producer of WWF Raw and Royal Rumble and Rage in the Cage back in the 16-bit era in the 90s. Great interview. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen. But I got his book. I liked it so much. And I got the extra edition. And there is a ton of wrestling content. I'm showing it here on my YouTube channel. That is a schematic, the drawing where they shot the warehouse, where they shot a lot of the promo videos. There's a ton of wrestling content. If you get the extra book and then just the regular book, it's not all fun and games. It's got wrestling, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Simpsons, Spider-Man, Maximum Carnage. I mean, so many mega titles from that era this guy worked on. My Little Pony, tons of stuff. If you were a 90s kid, this book is your childhood. I tweeted out the link where you can get it. It's like a limited edition books. It's not on Amazon, but I would definitely recommend checking it out. It's a very interesting story of his life and the projects he worked on. It's tremendous. Definitely get that. Also last week, had Scott Fishman on the show, and he had a raffle still available until next week, the 4th of July, for an autographed Cody Rhodes weight belt. It's just $20, and the money benefits the local YMCA in the Orlando area that he does some work at. So check it out. It's for a good cause. Helps the kids with their summer program. So it'd be great if you go and help Scott Fishman out. What a nice guy. He and his wife are they're just the best. So a lot of people talking about Liv Morgan and the Dom Mysterio storyline, where Liv is apparently sending inappropriate pictures of herself to Dom Mysterio, which if you've read the Janelle Grant lawsuit, and I hope you have, but don't eat before you do it because it's disgusting. But it's exactly what Vince McMahon did, allegedly, showing pictures of Janelle Grant in compromising positions to everyone on the staff, everyone, security, everyone. And people are like, that can't be coincidence. Now, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to be a nice person and give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, if this storyline turns out that Dom and Liv are in love, and this is Liv loving Dom and Dom loving Liv, which is what Vince McMahon claims. Vince McMahon's claim is they were in a consensual relationship, and Janelle Grant loved Vince McMahon. You know, Vince McMahon, the guy who his family wants nothing to do with, that guy who spends holidays alone, that guy wants you to believe someone loved him. An 80-year-old man wanted to hit that because of love. That's a believable storyline. Anyway, if it goes in that direction, then we shall see. So, Forbidden Door is tomorrow. As you know, AEW's business model is pay-per-view. put down your 50, 60 bucks, and you get 4, 5+ hours of great matches, traditionally great matches. I think that's, fair to say. Well, now people are trying to flip the script on that. There are people saying, oh, that's, AEW gives you too many matches and too much wrestling. And I'd rather have a 5-card show where the matches are important. You know, it's funny. Only in wrestling is wrestling a bad thing. You know, and that's what Vince McMahon has tried to teach people for 40 years, that they're not wrestling. They're not that low-rent wrestling. Now, for some reason, sports entertainment gets the same ad rates as wrestling. But they're not wrestling. Vince McMahon has tried to make it seem like they're not titles. It's championships. He's done everything he can to try to raise the profile, raise the dignity, except for the angles and misogynistic stuff. But other than that, he's tried to raise the dignity and profile. Not sports entertainment. Not wrestling. They're sports entertainment. And now, actual wrestling in wrestling is bad. Oh my God. What the hell has happened? This is why monopolies are bad. And now these people, I don't hear any of these people saying, we need only one night of WrestleMania. Or one night. You know, we need not two nights of WrestleMania. We need a quarter of WrestleMania. We need a 4-match, 5-match WrestleMania. No, they don't say that. But they do say, oh, we need to cut back on aid. There's just too much AEW. But they never say that about WWE. Isn't that curious? Never say cut back on 3 hours of Raw. Never say that. But a pay-per-view, which is only 1 or 2 hours longer, that's too much wrestling. My God. What in the hell has happened? What? And people believe this garbage. I wish I could swear right now because it's crap. And speaking of crap, wouldn't you thunk it? After a month of watching death, who killed WCW? The answer is nobody. Can you imagine? Go to the movies. Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile. Death on the Orient Express. Hercule Poirot comes to the end and decides, well, nobody did it. Scooby-Doo and the gang rip the mask off and it's nobody. What a bunch of crap. What a bunch of garbage. And we have fans who didn't live through the Judy Bagwell on a pole, turning Bret Hart heel and face and all this garbage. Turning Goldberg heel and Sting, just all this stupid garbage. And now we blame nobody. You know, seriously, God bless the Dark Side of the Ring guys. But what the hell have you done? I mean, I have made jokes about the fact they sold out to Dwayne Johnson. And I believe they did. And look, Dwayne Johnson, biggest star in the world. I understand that. I understand. But why protect all of these. Why? What is up with this? I get, you sold out to Dwayne Johnson to not do the Rocky Johnson Dark Side of the Ring. I get that. But it's crap. Who killed WCW? Why was nobody? Who was haunting the spooky roller disco? Well, let's take the mask off, Scooby. He was nobody. Who's responsible for Death on the Nile? Nobody. Murder, She Wrote? Nobody. Matlock? Nobody. My God. What a sellout. You guys sold out. You did. And I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to call it like I see it. And I'm glad you guys are making money. Good for you. But you sold your credibility. I can't wait for Dark Side of the Ring, for all of these low-level people like Chris Colt, people that nobody cares about. Ripper Collins, maybe. But you're going to avoid Rocky Johnson. It's just, what in the hell is going on in these days? Up is down, down is up. Too many matches in wrestling is bad. Oh, AEW, doesn't have stories. Yeah, they do. It's just, this is insanity. Why protect these people? Russo and Bischoff and Nash and everybody. They had a huge party and that was it. These people, Hogan's contract, everybody, they didn't want to give up the power. Like baby boomers. They had it so good and they still won't get out of the way. They had all the money, all the contracts. They could have built this thing. But no, fans were tired of them, but they didn't care. They wanted to be on top, and that's all that mattered. Oh my God, you guys made a ton of money. Good for you. But you hurt the business. So frustrating. So frustrating. And instead of pointing obvious fingers and telling the obvious truth, the answer is, well, I don't know. And not only that, one of the guys who helped me make so much money is just the best darn guy in the world. What, did Bischoff take you to the Gold Club? Is that still open? What a waste of time. What a colossal waste of time to put this together. And that's your answer. What a bunch of sellouts. You can't even slightly point it to them. What? Do you actually believe this? Do you know them? So you want to be nice? Look, if you gotta be nice, then don't do it. But you took the money. We just live in an era where it's okay to sell out now. Welcome to the 2020s, everybody. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Palik, somebody in my YouTube chat says, 4-hour AEW pay-per-view goes faster than any Raw I ever watched. Yeah, apparently more wrestling is bad. You know what I think of that? A 4-week Death of WCW miniseries with no answer. And you know what else? So I was on Facebook in a group chat, group thing. I'm not going to mention that. Protect the guilty. But someone was like, oh, Tony Khan needs to step down. Because, you know, 2 weeks ago they had a low rating. This week they didn't. No one talked about that. But, you know, a week ago they had a low rating. And the Death, he needs to step down, you know. Someone was saying, he needs to be replaced by Jeff Jarrett. What? Did they not watch TNA? What do you want? Reverse Battle Royals? Where's the evidence that Jeff Jarrett was good at creative or can draw ratings? You know, I was at a TNA show. I looked it up. It was like 2011, 2012. There were less than 2,000 people. I was just at a show in the very same area, AEW. There were 4,000 people. Jeff Jarrett in creative. Look, he's a great performer. His Owen Hart 10-minute promo, excellent. But creatively, his track record? No. These people, what world do they live in? Less wrestling is bad. Nobody killed WCW. And Jeff Jarrett. I'm living in this crazy, crazy madhouse. I'm just like, it's not just me, right? It's not. Hey, next week is 4th of July weekend. I won't be here live. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. But have a great, safe 4th of July. Hopefully you'll have all your fingers when I get back. And I'll talk to you next time. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Ah!